Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to the jungle, a tremendous Tuesday to you. My name is Jim Rome. What's going on? Nice to have you here. It is awesome to be here. I am pumped to be here. Let's get started. First hour belongs to you. We are wide open. I've got two interviews like I always do, but they do not start until the second hour, meaning you should get up in here and take advantage of hour number one. It is yours. Do it. Hit me 1-800-636-8686. Open phones. You know your drill. You pick up the phone, you lob me a call, you talk to Tommy D, you tell him what you want to talk about, he puts you on hold, you get on the air, you get more followers, you develop your own brand, people like you, or they hate you, either way, they're looking at you, they're talking about you, it's great, it's fun, shoot your shot. If you want to do another thing, and you want to hit me up via Twitter, go ahead and do that at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. You know the three ways in. I'm trying to get you to interact. I want this to be a more interactive product. Three different ways to get in. Call, tweet, email. In terms of the interviews, coming up at the top of hour number two, I've got an NFL draft prospect, former UCLA running back, Zach Charbonnet. Coming up at the top of hour number three, we talk more San Diego sports. Had a few friends from San Diego yesterday say, yo, dude, so good to be talking San Diego sports. So good to be talking about the Aztecs. Brian Dutcher, head coach, joins me at the top of hour number three. The Aztecs are, in fact, in the Final Four. The Aztecs are, in fact, in the Final Four and favored in the Final Four. Great story. Love it. Love the program and love where they are. So I've got those two interviews and hour number one, which is wide open. Let's not waste any more time. Let's talk NFL. I'm not sure when there's going to be a calm, normal day in the Lamar Jackson contract saga, but I know this. That day sure as hell wasn't yesterday. We got into it yesterday, but there's even more now that we can cover up or cover with and follow up with. In case you missed it yesterday, we were talking about the fact that Lamar blasted out to the world that he wanted a trade, but he tweeted that he wanted a trade and told the Ravens as much back on March 2nd. We didn't know that. He had not said that publicly. The team had not said that publicly, but yesterday he came forth with that. He asked the team for a trade on March 2nd, and he said that he wanted that trade because, quote, the team has not been interested in meeting his value, end of quote, in contract negotiations. So, in his opinion, he wants out because they won't meet his value. Again, nobody really knows Lamar's value. Nobody knows his value. This is precisely why the entire situation is as jacked up as it is. What Lamar really means when he says they won't meet my value is that they won't meet my demands. Because we don't know his value. He doesn't know his value. He just knows he's not getting what he wants, and now he wants out, as far as we can tell. Something else, as far as we can tell. Nobody else is willing to meet his, quote, value or demands. So Lamar didn't just announce that he requested a trade. That in and of itself is news. And can I say for a minute, it's just weird. It's weird. It's bizarre. He's already on the trade market by virtue of the franchise tag, the non-exclusive tag. The team has already said, go ahead, find a deal, find an offer sheet. So him asking for a trade is weird when he's already available. Anyway, what's significant about this is not that he did it, and it kind of is in a way, but what's significant is he did it at the exact moment that his head coach was at the owners' meetings expressing exactly the opposite sentiment. Whereas Lamar is saying, I want out, I don't want to be here. John Harbaugh, at the very exact same time, is saying, that's my guy, I love that guy. We're going to get that guy back. I can't wait to have him back.
Thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea, and I'm just looking forward to getting back to football, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
All right, so once again, you got Lamar tweeting out, hey, I asked them for a trade. I want out. I don't want to be here, in effect. Well, at the exact same time, almost simultaneously, you just heard John Harbaugh. That's my guy. Quote, that's my guy. I love Lamar Jackson.
I love him.
So this does not sound like the most contentious negotiation ever, right? It doesn't exactly sound like a head coach who thinks his quarterback is on the way out. Yet Lamar did ask them. He didn't sandbag them with that tweet. He said he was on record as asking for a trade on March 2nd. So what's going on here? I mean, obviously, for the Ravens to get what they want, they can't burn this guy publicly. They have to do what Harbaugh did. They have to say, we love you. I love him. I love him, Romo.
I love him.
I love him. For two reasons. One, in the event they can get him back. And two, so as not to kill whatever trade value he may or may not have. So what's going on here? Dude, he's saying that he wants out. So why is that? Is it because he wants out? Or is he saying it because he knows that nobody is going to sign him to the offer sheet he wants because he knows that the Ravens are just going to match it? Or the other teams think the Ravens will match it and they don't want to waste their time negotiating with him. This is one reason why he might want out. Like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. In effect, I don't want to be here, so don't match the offer sheet, because that's the reason I'm not getting any offers, because every team knows that you're going to match. So don't. I don't want to be here. See, that may or may not be true also. This is how convoluted this whole thing is. If Jackson thinks that he's not getting an offer because he believes the team is going to match, of course he's going to say, trade me. But maybe that's not the reason he's not getting an offer. Maybe he's not getting an offer because no team wants to guarantee him the amount of money he wants. Or maybe he's not getting an offer because no team wants to guarantee him the money he wants and give him the compensation. Maybe that's what's going on here. Nobody really seems to know. But then again, if he wants that trade, I already said he's already available on the market, right? But why would another team trade for Lamar Jackson? Because at that point, you know, the Ravens are going to ask for more compensation than they'd get if another team signed into an offer sheet, right? It's already going to cost another team two first-round picks, but if Baltimore were to try to trade him, they would try to get more. So another reason why he's not getting an offer sheet. I guess what I'm trying to say here, Lamar, is it's not working. It's just not working. Why would a team trade for him? It wouldn't. Unless it got into a bidding war with another team for Jackson's services, and clearly that's not happening. If no teams are showing any interest, there is no bidding war. See, that's what happened with Deshaun Watson. How do you think the Browns got Deshaun Watson? Why do you think the Browns paid so much money for Watson? One, they're dumb. Two, they're desperate. And three, Watson told the Browns, you're out of the running. We're no longer considering you. And then they kind of went like all succession with it and said, yeah, well, what about this number? And he said, oh, okay, I'm in. The difference with Lamar Jackson is there is no bidding war. So how is there a trade market for him? There's only a trade market for him if more than one team has an interest, and apparently no teams have interest. And again, this whole thing about, I want to trade. I told him I want to trade. My man, you're already available. You're already on the market. They already let you seek out other options. It's not happening. So who's going to win this thing? What about these quarterback needy teams, right? Don't these quarterback needy teams, when they look at a guy like this, how could you not consider a dude who was a former MVP in his prime, who was a lock for the Hall of Fame like 5 minutes ago? I mean, quarterback needy teams aren't interested in this guy. Guys like that never come free and clear. Not in their prime. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is available. It's not often that a Hall of Famer is available, but he is 39. You've got Lamar Jackson in his prime. You have quarterback needy teams. Every team wants that face of the franchise, yet very few actually have it. If you have a chance to get that guy, don't you do everything in your power to do so? But why is that happening? Like, I don't know, say the Colts. Now, there is a team that badly needs a quarterback. There is a team that needs to get off that merry-go-round of adding washed QB1s every other year because they think they can win now. Even my dude Jim Irsay knows that that doesn't work. They've tried. It's blown up in their face repeatedly and spectacularly. Jimbo, are you interested in Lamar? Irsay was posed the question. He said, quote, now listen to this. Quote, the money is not a problem. As an owner, I do not believe in fully guaranteed contracts. I think that a percentage is one thing, but from what I've seen from the NBA and baseball, I don't see it as a positive competitively. He goes on, quote, for me, for the good of the game, boy, I don't believe guaranteed contracts would be good for our game at all. I don't think they make our game greater. I think it makes it worse. So he starts off by saying, the money is not a problem. And then immediately chases that with, well, I don't believe in guaranteed contracts. So there you have it. It's not the money, it's the money. And Jim Irsay doesn't fish on a boat. He fishes on a boat.
I don't fish on boats, okay, Matt? I fish on a boat.
It's not the money. I don't fish on a boat. Okay, Lamar? I fish on a boat.
I don't fish on boats, okay, Matt? I fish on a boat.
But that's not even the craziest thing that came from the owners' meetings yesterday. It didn't come from Jim Irsay, and I know that he's probably bummed about that. He wants to be the guy. No, it came from Bob Kraft, actually. Kraft claimed that the rapper, Meek Mill, reached out to him 3 or 4 days ago saying Lamar wanted to go to New England. But Kraft said he defers ultimately to the hood. So I wonder if the NFL now has to send a memo out to teams to warn them not to negotiate directly with Meek Mill. Or maybe I missed that part where Meek Mill got his agent certification. Maybe Meek Mill is now registered with the NFLPA after all. Or maybe he's just a third partner in Lamar's, quote, entire gym.
The entire gym.
Remember the other guy that was negotiating on behalf of Lamar was his partner in, quote, the entire gym.
The entire gym.
Hey, Lamar, I know this is a really complicated situation, but if you need rappers to reach out to the NFL franchises on your behalf, maybe it's time to finally admit you need to hire an agent. In fact, there's no problem about that. I personally respect that you wanted to negotiate this deal yourself. You gave it a shot. I get that. I understand that. I didn't push back on that initially. I didn't think it was a very good idea, but I didn't push back. Yeah, well, you've tried. You've tried for more than 2 years. It's not working. You do not have the hammer that you think you have. You do not have the leverage that you think you have. I'm not saying this is all on you, but what I am saying is, you're no closer to getting that deal you want. In fact, you're probably further away now than you've ever been. And that's after negotiating with the Ravens yourself for more than 2 years. My dude, the strategy is not working. You need to change up. However, I'm here to help. I have an idea. I'm not one of those guys that points out a problem without a corresponding solution. I'm here to help. Here's my idea. Let somebody else handle the negotiation. Let an expert who actually has experience in doing these mega deals do this mega deal. I know, crazy idea, right? You know what you do? You go find the LeBron James of contract negotiations and let him do it.
LeBron James.
Let him do the work.
Feet.
Then you can focus on what's really important, marketing and selling the entire gym.
The entire gym.
That's his side hustle. Lamar, I see you working. I really do. In fact, not only do I see you working, you've inspired me to do work. I mean, I'll admit this, Lamar. I'm ripping this idea right from you. In fact, I've got myself a side project. I've got myself another side hustle. Hey, you've got to hustle now. You can't knock that hustle. I'm not sure if the suits will approve, but frankly, I'm not sure I care. Because now that I've heard this idea, it's got my wheels spinning. We've all heard about Lamar's entire gym. Alvin, remind them of the entire gym. I want to document that. I want to own this. The entire gym first. Stop with the drum roll.
Combining outdoor training and a portable gym maximizes time and
Lamar's
workout.
Lamar's entire gym. Hey, Lamar, you're welcome, by the way, for all the free advertising. But I'm going to take that to another level. Clones, I'm here to offer you the entire jungle. Clones. That's right. Are you looking to host your own syndicated sports talk TV radio show? Do you have a whole lot to say, but you do not have a studio or the equipment to do it? Well, now you do. Now you can with the entire jungle. Now you can talk smack and host your own program with the entire jungle. There it is. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, there is your entire jungle. There it is. It can be yours. But Jim, I don't have a professional studio. You don't need one.
Known as the jungle.
You don't need one. The entire jungle is a professional media studio all in one. I know what you're thinking. But Vance Mack, with all due respect, it looks like a boombox on a dolly. You know why, idiots? That's because that's what it is. But it comes with a microphone, speakers.
That's what's in.
Dual tape decks. One to record and one to back up your brilliant work. And the other to play music.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
Look at that boombox.
CBS Sports Radio.
Host your own jungle. You've always said you can do it better than me. Prove it. Here's your chance. Host your own jungle. Conduct your own interviews. Give your own hot takes about Lamar Jackson or the Final Four. But wait, there is more. Order in the next 10 minutes, and I'll throw in a second cassette full of sound effects for your very own jungle.
Yeah.
Order now. Get a buzzer. A deck of And even a slow-mo, But act now. Time is running out. Call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-636-8686. Operators, and by operators I mean Chalk and Savage, are standing by. 1-800-636.
Known as the jungle.
8686. The entire jungle. Get it. Get it right now. Fully guaranteed. Fully guaranteed for 1 hour. If you don't like it after 1 hour, I'll give you your money back.
I guarantee it.
Sounds great, Vance Mack. What's it cost? If you have to ask, you can't afford it. Just give me your credit card. The entire gym. The entire jungle.
Known as the jungle. Jungle.
But I ripped the idea from the entire gym. There you go. As far as where that leaves you, Lamar, hey, what can I tell you? Bottom line is this. He says he wants to trade, or he wants a trade. Does he want to trade because he wants the hell out of there? Or does he want to trade because he's sending a message to the Ravens? I don't want to be here. Do not match the offer. I'm not getting any offers because everybody knows you're going to match the offer. In that case, it's actually pretty smart, except they don't have to do what he wants. They don't have to do anything, really. You clones do have to do something. You have to order the entire gym. Do it now. 1-800-636-8686. Hey, Rome, we already own the entire gym. It's our phone. I didn't endorse that. You want something, the entire jungle? You want something endorsed by me, the host of the actual jungle. Call now. Operators, a.k.a. Chalk and Savage, standing by. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so that's really convoluted. Where does that leave them now? Where does that leave Lamar? Where does that leave the Ravens? Now what? Other things I want to get to. I want to get to some more quarterback situations. The Niners situation is really interesting because John Lynch, the GM there, effectively said, you know what? Brock Purdy is still the guy to beat. Brock Purdy has earned our trust, and he effectively is the guy to beat if he's healthy. Not exactly a vote of confidence for Trey Lance. Also, it is my favorite day of the year that's not the smack off. Well, one of my favorite days of the year. And I'll tell you why that is. Because one of my favorite things of the year happened. We'll get to that. Aaron Rodgers and an update. Pretty clear the Packers do not want him back, and he does not want to go back there, and now nobody's even trying to hide it. So, it all comes down to whether or not Green Bay is going to get a deal done with the Jets. They will. And when? And what will that compensation be? We'll hit that. And the Final Four. We went hard on that yesterday, but it's so great. You've got UConn, who looks unbeatable, frankly. But then again, is anybody unbeatable when you consider what's gone down the entire tournament? And you've got three programs that have never been to the Final Four, which I think is awesome. You have FAU, which had never even won a tournament game, and they're in the Final Four, which is awesome. You have San Diego State, which has never been, and their conference has never had a school in the Final Four, which is awesome. And then you've got Miami, the U becoming a basketball school. Jim Larrañaga, 17 years after getting George Mason in the Final Four, has the Canes in the Final Four. I mean, I love the U, and I don't want to start anything with the U, but are you now a basketball school? All of that, and a couple of good interviews, and open phone lines right now. Take advantage of it. Hey, listen, you're running out of time. Now you're down to 6 minutes. If you want to order the entire jungle, hit me now. 1-800-636-8686. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, there it is. Oh, she's a beaut. Look at that. That can be yours. One easy payment, or three easier payments. Call now. 5 minutes left. 1-800-636-8686. Yes, I did design that myself. No way I'm selling something that I didn't design myself. What's so funny, Avi? I handpicked that dolly. You always said you could do a better show than me. Prove it. Endorsed by Van Smack. You know, also, that, you could take that show on the road. You can roll that bad boy anywhere you want. Some sandlot, some abandoned football field, some street corner. You could do, hey, by the way, you know what? Any back alley? I'll tell you what, you could probably sneak into Radio Row with that bad boy. Broadcast right next to me. You can get your chops interviewing homeless people, innocent bystanders. Go to the airport and wait for famous people to come by and pick up their luggage. Basically, the studio goes where you go. It's brilliant. Known as the jungle. It's going to be bigger than the George Foreman hot hamburger maker. I believe that. Wow. Don't be surprised within 30 days if you never see me ever again, except on an island sipping 42. Anyway, take a short time out. So a quick segment, but in the meantime, I want to say that I'm very, very pleased that you see value in my proposition. I would never offer you something without thinking that you're not going to get a return on your investment. There is great value in the entire jungle. Abigail gets it. She's in early. And Romy's My Homie tweets, Jimmers, can I bring back the Rat family? The Raff family. Bum smack. Personal appearance smack. And Big Fat Mike smack. Oh, I am so in. Abigail in Smack Diego.
War Lady clones.
Abby, yes, 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 and yes. This is the entire point of the entire jungle. It's entirely your show. It's entirely your point of view. It's entirely your brand. You can do whatever the hell you want. You can create whatever you want. That's the whole point. Become a talk show host. Become a content creator. And let me help you by backing you and by providing you the hardware and some of the software. Yes, you can do that. You can do whatever the hell you want. Abby, it's your show. That's the whole point. All right, so this is interesting. A couple of questions on the entire jungle. Is Chalk standing by to take my call? And does it come in the box of chaos? All right, so no, you get your own crew. I'm not going to staff it for you. I'm just giving you the dolly and the speakers and the mic. All right, I'm not doing the show for you. A power cord, I'll include that. Gordon has a very good question. Does the entire jungle come with the James in Portland buzzer? All right, this is a fair question. Maybe I didn't do a good enough job of explaining this. I told you what it came with. All right? It comes with the following. This comes preloaded. These are the sound bites that are preloaded. It comes with the buzzer.
That's not a good call. No.
It comes with a deck of yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. It comes with an uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And it comes with a slow uh-oh bass package. You know, imagine buying a computer loaded with these existing apps. That's your base package. We are also offering, and that's included in the price. We're also offering, though, a platinum package. I want to be very upfront about this. The platinum package is subscription-based. There's a monthly fee. You know what I love about this? Somebody's buying it, literally and figuratively. Somebody believes this. Anyway, back to the pitch. The platinum package comes with the following. Those are part of your base package. It's all included in the one-time price. Guaranteed, or your money back. If you don't like it within 30 minutes of receipt, you send it back and I'll give you your money back.
I guarantee it.
However, here's what the platinum package includes, among other things. The adult alarm. The entire Toby phone call. The piece of crap club bit.
Right in my face.
What else? Slump Busters from Mark Grace.
The naked pictures.
The Alonzo Mourning interview. The David Stern interview. And more. Things that are now taboo and not allowed to be on the air. They come with the platinum package. But understand, the platinum package does come with a monthly fee. So you get the hardware and then a monthly subscription package. Yeah, but Rome, all this stuff has been free. Right. You're welcome. It's been free for 30 years. People charge for premium content.
You're welcome.
That is premium content. I still have all sorts of free content. I've been giving it away for free for decades. But now you have a chance. Be your own host. The entire jungle. Hey, Lamar, thank you. It was such a great idea I got from you, from your entire gym. 1-800-636-8686. Or if you want part but not all of the menu, if you want to order a la carte, or if you want to customize your library, I can make that happen. Maybe you have no need for the adult alarm, but you're partial to the fat alarm. I'll sell you that as a standalone. Do you have an a la carte menu? I've given this considerable thought now. Back to Lamar for a minute. Really quickly. Serious note. Believe me, I'm serious as hell about the entire jungle. I finally found something I can walk off on and retire on. I finally have a reason to tell Dodger Jano, you do not need to go buy lottery tickets anymore. I'm holding our lottery ticket. It's the entire jungle.
Known as the jungle.
No, the entire jungle. I want to trademark that before Lamar's attorneys come at me. You know, the thing about Lamar, again, when he demands that trade, serious note, when he demands that trade, what's he demanding? What's he thinking? You're already on the trade market, quote unquote, because they're allowing you to go out and get other offer sheets. But Lamar might be saying, yeah, but what good is that if nobody's going to sign me to an offer sheet because they know the team is going to match? How do you know that, Lamar? How do you know you're not getting an offer because everybody's assuming the Ravens are going to match? I would allege you're not getting an offer because nobody wants to guarantee you all that money. I would allege that nobody's giving you that offer sheet you want because nobody wants to guarantee you all that money and part with two first-round picks. It's probably got more to do with that than thinking or knowing that your team is going to match, so nobody else wants to do the work. I'll make you a deal, Lamar. Let's do a straight swap. The entire jungle for the entire gym. Straight barter. No money. That way you get your feet doing a deal. You get some momentum. You're like, hey, I just did a deal. I did a big deal. I just did a straight barter of my entire gym for Rome's entire jungle. And we both benefit. Win-win. You know, I always say the best deals are where both sides are pissed. In this deal, we both win. I obviously need to get in better shape. Justin Fields told me so on Radio Row. You obviously need a megaphone and a platform, which is more so than your actual Twitter feed. You need a studio, dude. A radio studio, a TV studio. I can offer you that.
Hell yeah.
I think it's a win-win, my man. Get one of those guys. And you know what else? I will talk to somebody who's not certified by the NFLPA. I'll talk to Meek Mill. I'll talk to other dude who's your partner in the entire gym. Hell, I'll talk. I'll negotiate directly with you, Lamar. And by the way, you should. I'm not that good of a negotiator. I just think that's a straight swap. The entire jungle for the entire gym. I'll throw in Savage once a week. Savage once a week. He's Jack Savage. He's eager. He's young. He has very little experience, but he's a quick learner. Do that. All right, when we come back, I want to get into... All right, I hate to give it up. Spoiler alert. NFL pick day. One of my favorite days of the year. Love it. When every NFL coach sits down like third graders for that elementary school picture. You know, the one that rolls up? That's like this long, and you roll it all up? I still have mine from sixth grade. Roscommere Road Elementary School in Bel Air. Believe it or not, I went to elementary school in Bel Air. True story. I still have that thing rolled up somewhere. The NFL coaches do it every single year. It's beautiful. Damn, Alvy. Am I in trouble for going that long, or is it worth it? I don't even care. I mean, I'm selling the entire jungle. Think I care?
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Quick reminder, I've got former UCLA running back and an NFL draft prospect, Zach Charbonnet, top of the hour, or 12 minutes from right now. Brian Dutcher, who's done an amazing job at San Diego State, joins me at the top of hour number three. San Diego, where are you? I mean, get up in here. Your reaction. The Aztecs are in the Final Four. It's such a great story. But FAU is in the Final Four. Such a great story. UConn back in the Final Four. Even that's a great story. And the Canes, definitely. The basketball school that they are, the U. Love the Final Four. Who you got? How you playing it? Let's go to the phones, 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Hartford. Mike in Hartford. Good to have you, Mike. How are you?
Hey, a UConn alum. I'm just kind of in the area. I hear about him locally. But, Jim, I just can't believe this program doesn't get more credit as a blue blood, especially since 1999, Jim. Four titles since 1999. And with the fifth, they'll tie Duke. And the only trail, UCLA with 11, Kentucky with 8, North Carolina with 6, and then boom, right there, Duke with 5. So UConn will be in that company, Jim. Why don't they get the love, the blue blood love, especially since 1999?
I think that's fair. Mike, first of all, I want to be very clear about this. No hedge, no qualification. They're straight up a blue blood. They are. They are. UConn is a blue blood. Four national championships since 1999. They are a blue blood. Their blood is as blue as almost anybody else's. So why is it? And you're right. You are right. If I were to say to most people, give me the true blue bloods of college basketball, what would you hear? Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, UCLA, Kentucky. Absolutely. These are the bluest of the blue bloods, and I'm going to put UConn right there. They are. They've won four since 1999, and they're the favorite to win another one right now. So, on that standpoint, they don't get the respect they deserve as a true blue blood. But from me to you, their blood is about as blue as anybody else's. And they're back, and they look unbeatable. They look dominant. However, and I got into this yesterday, historically speaking, teams that have gone into the Final Four as dominant as UConn has, historically speaking, have not finished. Not exclusively, but the number is really kind of alarming. And they have been about as dominant as anybody in their four wins. Their closest game was a 15-point beatdown on St. Mary's. They worked my guy Muss in Arkansas. They have looked they work in Zaga. They look like they were going to double them up at one point. They have been absolutely dominant on both ends of the floor. And to me, they look unbeatable. However, two things. This tournament's never been more wide open, so anything that can happen probably will. And as I just pointed out, historically speaking, teams that go into the Final Four and dominate the way UConn has traditionally do not fare very well once they get there. Doesn't mean they won't. In fact, clearly, they're the team to beat. But they absolutely are a blue blood. And I agree, they're not getting the respect they deserve as a blue blood. You know, maybe part of that is they're in Storrs, Connecticut. Maybe part of that is Jim Calhoun. I really don't know. But they're not mentioned in that same group with the others, and they should be. They're that blue. And this year, they're that dominant, man. They look awesome. And I mentioned it yesterday. Earlier in the year, they looked like the best team in the country. They did. Earlier in the year, they were ranked number two. Then they went through a lull. They hit conference play, and they really ran into trouble. And I think they kind of forgot who they were. And then they realized before it was too late, and they got right. And then they're playing to their potential. And Dan Hurley obviously has done an amazing job. It's a damn good team. That's a really scary team. I'm all about the other three that are in. They deserve it. Hey, one more thing about FAU. We talked about it yesterday. They don't owe anybody an apology. They did not fluke their way to the Final Four. They didn't luck their way to the Final Four. I don't care how busted up everybody's brackets are. I don't care that there were no number ones left in the Elite Eight. I don't care that there's nobody higher than three or three or higher in the Final Four. None of this matters to me. You play who's in front of you, and you take care of your business. And by the way, FAU has won 35 times this year. They're no fluke. Cinderella's fine, if you want to say that, but even they don't see themselves that way. Love the Final Four. Love it. All right, so when we come back, let me change up. You've got the NFL draft coming up. Really nice running back. Really nice running back out of UCLA. Zach Charbonnet is going to join me via Zoom. So that's coming up the top, or in about 7 minutes from right now. Speaking of San Diego State, their head coach, Brian Dutcher. He was there 18 years as an assistant. 9 years as an assistant with Steve Fisher in Michigan. He waited, he waited, he waited. Finally got his opportunity, and now he's got the Aztecs in the Final Four. Great story in and of itself. One of my favorite stories of the year, the NFL coaching pick. And it did not disappoint. We will get into that as well.